So what we're talking about here is just real success. Just, I mean, bare bones, bottom line. What does a person have to do to establish that dream, reach that dream, and start moving toward it? And, you know, I want to talk about your movie a little bit too, and what you went through in trying to get that done, because I think that's a great example that people can relate to.
Don't you think people work hard not to fail? They're avoiding it.
I'm thinking of a cliche.
You know what I mean? So, I know, but that's in the contents of it.
Yeah.
People work very hard not to fail.
Right. And so,
they look for excuses, they look for ways, so they'll drive around until, oh, I tried.
Why do you think that is?
Because they don't want to fail. It's self-esteem. It's being rejected. People don't want to be rejected. Now, the real failure is when you knock on the door and they say no. And you learn what that no is about. Maybe it's not time to approach that person. Maybe it's the wrong time. The timing's bad. So you have to think about, well, I can't take it personal. So I got to think of a way, make it a game. How many no's can I get today? I need 50 no's. If that's what it takes to get a yes, I'm going after my 50 no's. And your attitude changes. Then it becomes a game. Think about this. I thought about, why did I make the movie Rudy? Or how did you make the movie Rudy? Or what make you think your story was a movie? A feature film, if that. Mm-hmm. Why in the world, a little guy from Joliet, Illinois, that only thing he did was make one tackle? A lot of people graduate from Notre Dame. A lot of people played football at Notre Dame.
And became pros.
Joe
Montana.
Look where he came from. But at the same time, a guy like me can inspire a guy like him. Because Rudy's not supposed to be here, but yet he's working hard. Rudy's not supposed to play, but he acts like he, and he has a great attitude. I got everything going for me. Wow, that guy, if he can do it, I can do it. That type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we can all help each other by being our best in our moment. By not surrendering to the weaknesses of why you should not move forward. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of reasons why I shouldn't move forward. One, I'm not playing. True, you're not playing. So why should I keep practicing? Well, maybe someday you'll get a shot if someone gets hurt. But how do I know? What's the odds of that two guys getting hurt? You start playing this numbers game, that's when you get confused. Instead of just getting to it, doing it, and don't worry about what happens or what this happens. If your time comes, you better be ready. That's why you prepare. Don't worry about when. Just know it's going to happen. And when you have that attitude in a business, it's the same thing. Like you say, in your business, you do the little things. You do the things that count. You do the things that build pride and character and commitment. And you build all these statures. I say, instead of that word, we build all these blocks of character. Of I'm going to be at work on time. I'm going to have my truck clean. Like you have a cleaning business. Mm-hmm. You're a carpet cleaner. You do other things too. So when you pull up to that neighborhood or pull up to that customer, they see your clean truck. They see that guy coming out with a nice uniform. So they immediately trust your company. It's how they look. I think that's how we should look at everything. That perception is reality. So when I walked on that football field, even though I was small, even though I was not as fast as them, I wore my uniform like they did. I acted like an All-American. Not that I was an All-American, because I acted, because an All-American will wear his uniform the best way, with pride, with character, with courage and commitment. And that's all you do. Does that get you someplace? Yes, it sure does. It gets you a lot of places. Maybe football's not your answer. Maybe it's building a business. But what you learn from football helps you build the business. Mm. Maybe if you build a business, you have the opportunity to help someone else build a business. You don't know where it's going to lead to. But if you don't do those things right, you can't go to the next level. That's the key. And that's how I got the movie made, the same way. I don't know anything about making a movie, but if I don't go out to Hollywood and find out how they make a movie, I would never know how they made a movie. So I'm not going to ask you how you make a movie when you never made a movie. I'm going to go to people who made the movie and ask them how they got a movie made. Then if they tell me the right information, I'll just duplicate what they did. And by the way, you can get a lot of no's, you can get a lot of promises, but just keep going if you believe in it. See, that stuck to me. That's what the right mentors. See, there's no secret in how I got a movie made, how I graduated from that. It's the little people that kept me in the game through words of encouragement. That's the power. words of thanks for coming to practice, or hey, Rudy, it's good to see you in the classroom.
So what kind of business owner or professional learn from that? What's the message there?
Accountability, responsibility, recognizing those areas, accountability and responsibility, that's huge. That's why we want people around us that have accountability and responsibility. That means they have character and commitment, and they know how to contribute back. There's an old saying I heard people say, people don't really know or really care about what you know. They want to know how much you care. That's a cliche, isn't it?
That sounds like a cliche, Rudy.
It's a cliche, but let's break it down, right? It really is. I hear that. I go, oh, no. Does he really know what that means? You know what it means when people act like that. When they don't look at you and don't judge you. And they say, thanks for being here today. And you respond because you did your job earlier on. And it's true. People don't care what you know until they know how much you care. Mm-hmm. That's a true statement. It may be a cliche, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. It is so true. People really respond to it. They can't wait to see you. Mm-hmm. They can't wait to see your smile or your words of encouragement. Just being your presence, that energy you bring. They get excited. They get inspired. And maybe that's what they need. And maybe that's what they need to keep them going. So how important are you? You're very important. You know, like I said, my first speech taught me that lesson. Mm-hmm. Those kids felt, who is this guy who thinks he's somebody? You know, because that's how I walked out.
Because they didn't know that you cared about them.
They didn't care how much who I was. But once they knew that I cared, then it was a whole different deal.
I noticed that when you walked in the office this morning, the first thing that you did is, you know, everybody has taken, I think, first by Zig's wall of gratitude, and you noticed Mary Kay's picture. And one of the things that she always told her consultants was just imagine that every person you meet has an invisible sign hanging around their neck that says, I'm important, I'm special. And treat them that way because they are.
Well,
is success that simple?
Well, think about Mary Kay for a minute.
Okay.
She lived the dream and she did something that we all want to know about. Her story is compelling. It's riveting. It's how she was treated and where she came from to make herself something. That's powerful. And that's why she can relate to people, because she understands those areas of that makes people move and makes people think and makes people emotional and spiritual. She's been there. She embraced the struggle and she learned from the struggle. She harvested all her victories. Now she gives back. That's why she say, if you stick in there, if you feel good about yourself, you can make other people feel good and you will benefit from that and take the eye off the dollar, but put the eye on the prize of building people's self-esteem. And that's huge.
Yeah, I want us to really get this, because I think we all struggle with this, that you just said something that we treat other people, it's a reflection of how we feel about ourselves.
Right.
So if I'm mean to my employees, it means I don't think much of me, right? If I don't have, is that what you're saying?
Kind of.
Okay.
Because kind of.
Explain.
Okay, let me explain that. You may be mean to your employees, not because you don't think less of you, because you expect more of them, but you don't know how to handle it.
Okay.
Maybe you don't know how to inspire them, and you're getting frustrated. Maybe that could be an issue. Now, once you learn how to handle it, it's like me walking on stage, and those kids said, where's Rudy? I was frustrated. I said, what do you mean? I'm Rudy. No, you're not. And the point is, I learned from that. So if we can learn from, yes, I want my employees to feel good about themselves. I want them to do great things. I want them to feel good about coming to work. So if I keep beating them up, they're never going to do that. So what if I change my behavior, my attitude? I think good of myself. I wouldn't expect great things.
Isn't that hard to do, to change your habits?
Well, it's only hard if you make it hard. But if you're willing to be open and accept constructive criticism, then you win. That's where it's really at. Are you willing to accept what people are telling you to change? I need to change. I need to change my behavior sometimes. You have to live in a fantasy world, Howard.
What do you mean?
You must live in a fantasy world in order to make your dreams come true.
Okay.
In order to imagine, you need to be in a fantasy world. In order to dream, to make it come real, you have to execute the plan. So you need both. You have to have a fantasy where you want to be and don't think about how to get there yet. Then you dream about the steps, the action, the execution, what I need to do. That's the difference in that fantasy.
It is amazing when you do that as things begin to come to you.
Things come to you and things happen. And I think I learned that because I had to live in that imaginary world with all the negative around me because I couldn't listen to the negative. You can't do this. No one will listen to you. That movie will never work. No one will see it. You didn't do anything. Notre Dame won't ever accept the fact that there's Rudy and Newt Rockne. It's not going to work. Why are you even trying? Good for you, Rudy. You're graduating to play football. Leave it go at that. They didn't get it. So you don't listen to them and ask for them to listen anymore. Because the more you want to prove to them, you lose. When you prove to yourself, that's when you win. You got nothing to prove to them, but to yourself. And that's the difference. And when you
That's good.
Yeah, and when you could do that, then you can change their behavior and their thinking for now they see the message. Oh, this is why. I get it. Because they were stuck. They were stuck with a certain perception by information they were getting from other people. So it's important, like a business or anything. I mean, if you can compare yourself to McDonald's or you compare yourself to this big chain of successes, you probably won't win. You can't compete against them. But if you compete with yourself, you'll beat them because you're always striving for excellence. You're always striving to be better. You're always striving for the next goal.
That's really good.
It's true, though. It really, really is good. True. I know I could not go out to Hollywood and say, I want to do another Rocky. I want to do another Field of Dreams. I want to do another Hoosiers. I'm not about that. But I'm going to compete within myself on how to make this a great movie of a great message.
Why did you want to make this movie, by the way?
Two reasons. Number one, it inspired me when I thought about it. And two, it was a true fantasy. Because when I thought about how did I get here, I said, oh, my God, when I think about it, I would never have done it. If I knew what I had to go through, I would never step forward. Wow. I would never have taken that first step if I knew what the struggle was. Wow. So I didn't think about the struggle. I didn't think about what would happen. You just move forward and you handle it as it came. And what's interesting is not as bad as you thought. It's not as bad as people said it was because you handle it in a more positive way. That's the difference. So, yeah, you can go through struggle, but don't look for it. It's already there. You can look for adversity. Don't worry about it. It's already here.
It'll be there.
It's already there. Yeah. So don't worry about it. Yeah. You're going to have to handle it, and you handle it with a good attitude, and you have to adjust your attitude as you move. Now, my point is maybe it's not what they said it was. So why are you worried about what they're saying?
Right.